The Everglades National Park, at over 1 million acres of waterways, grasslands, and swamps, is designated a World Heritage Site, International Biosphere Reserve, and Wetland of International Importance. It's also the starting place for the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition. Photojournalist and expedition member Carlton Ward Jr. says the team will spend the first several days of their journey kayaking and paddling through a waterway wilderness.
Starting out in the Everglades should be very enjoyable and scenic. It's only about 12 miles between Chickies, and there are these beautiful wilderness camping sites provided by the Park Service, which we'll be able to use. But in an area called Avocado Creek, or at a campsite called Cane Patch, on our fourth day, we'll turn north into the Shark River Slough, and we'll be paddling and pulling our way through the open sawgrass without any dry land or campsites, and have about a three-day journey before we'll emerge at Tierra Firma near Gumbo Limbo Hammock on the north end.
Another wild expanse marks the endpoint on the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition's map. Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge, which encompasses over 400,000 acres of cypress forest and marsh in northern Florida and southern Georgia. Expedition member and biologist Joe Guthrie says it's an area he looks forward to because of its beauty, but he says it's also pretty imposing.
We'll actually start getting into some of the rougher areas up there when we reach Pinhook Swamp and Osceola National Forest. That'll be in the middle of April. We've flown over the entire length of our route. I've not been on the ground there, but I'm really looking forward to it just because it'll be another huge wilderness area where there are few roads and no infrastructure and just a massive landscape. It'll be rough going. We expect to, it's dry there now because North Florida is in a historic drought. But if we do have rain between now and then, that will be hard traveling.
The expedition team hopes their efforts will lead to the protection of a system of lands and waterways connecting the Everglades in southern Florida to Okefenokee in southern Georgia. Carlton says we can think of it as a series of big stepping stones with some smaller stepping stones in between.
We all know about the Everglades and Big Cypress, and then further up, protected lands around Lake Kissimmee and the Kissimmee River, Ocala National Forest, the Osceola National Forest, and the Okefenokee Swamp. Those lands support wildlife in and among themselves, but over time, as we develop the land surrounding them, they are becoming islands and more isolated from one another. What some of the conservation opportunities have done have created smaller stepping stones between them, like the new protected area in Fish Eating Creek helps connections through Fish Eating Creek to the Kissimmee Valley. And the excellent work that Conservation Trust for Florida and others have been doing in the north have helped connect the Ocala National Forest to the Osceola National Forest and Okefenokee.
Carlton Ward Jr. also hopes the public will be involved in the project.
Well, the very first thing is to talk about it and share the idea with your friends. This is really a chance to keep Florida connected and a chance we might not have again if we don't get it done now. In terms of sharing in the journey and the adventure, there'll be lots of ways to do that virtually by following along through our website at floridawildlifecorridor.com, weekly radio reports that are going to be produced. Facebook is a great platform. We have a Facebook page, and the more people we can engage as fans of the idea on Facebook, the more strength we'll have to help create a political force behind this vision. And then there's places where people can come out and visit with us and walk with us as well. The public areas of Ocala National Forest, like I mentioned, some of the different state parks, they're great areas and great opportunities where people can go out for a hike or a paddle on their own and join us in the St. Johns River, where we're going to be paddling for about 5 days. Our schedule is not yet on the website, but the website is being redesigned in a new format, and there'll be a calendar of events and activities, starting with the web and figuring out where we are and where we're going and checking out the pictures and the stories. Everyone has a chance to be right there with us.
Be sure to stay up to date about the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition. Receive updates about radio reports and WFIT's coverage of the expedition by liking WFIT on Facebook. A map of the corridor route and more information are also available at WFIT.org. Join us tomorrow as we discuss some of the benefits this corridor could provide for Florida's wildlife. Michelle Walker, WFIT, Melbourne.